Western News. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed that Indonesian citizens residing in Libya's capital, Tripoli, are safe and unaffected by the recent armed clashes there. "My Indonesian citizens have been harmed and currently they are safe and calm," said Juna, the Foreign Minister of Indonesian Citizens Protection Director, in a brief statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, May 14, 2025, as quoted by AntaraNews.com. House Speaker Puan Maharani on Tuesday discussed various issues including support for Palestine during bilateral meetings with parliamentary leaders at the 19th Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States in Jakarta. Maharani held separate bilateral meetings with parliamentary leaders from Algeria, Bahrain, Oman, and the Czech Republic at the Indonesian House of Representatives Delegation Room Parliamentary Complex. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
world's greatest injustices, but it is an injustice that must be, and will be, swept away. Candy Newton takes up the story. 75% of parliamentarians are men. 73% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost 1 in 5 women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do 3 times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced. I was named after a girl, and a granny for Kilo, who was killed in a bagging. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 200 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me. When your father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school. I have rights, I have the right of education, I have the right to play, I have the right to sing, I have the right to talk, I have the right to go to market, I have the right to speak up.
They shot her in the head, she is still in critical condition.
She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar. As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes are open and she appears alert.
That is a really good news report tonight. Malala Yousafzai,
what?
I'm going to the hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. They thought that the bullet would silence us. But they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we are getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist, we have systems that are discriminating against people, our climate, our environment is at risk, and there's so much that needs to be done, but I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes we're told that, you know, you have to be 14, 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now if you are 11, if you are 16, if you are, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime, and I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and everyone.
Candy Meat.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power. At every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country. It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women, from equal access to finance to ending the gender pay gap to equal access to the digital world. From mobile bank accounts to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Here is your quote of the day. No matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be forgotten by society and history. Writing is a way to live on forever. Step and media, and another. Everyone, we are currently on the last hours of afternoon session of Indonesia today, and after this, I will be playing you a song. I would like to say that this is a funny song, yet it's a serious problem in Indonesia. It's called Cari Jodoh by Wally. Not Wally, I'm just kidding. It's by Wally, Cari Jodoh. Because from what I know, people, especially on the age of late 20s, their family is going to ask, when are you going to marry? Where is your spouse? Or where is your bride-to-be? Where is your groom-to-be? So this is a serious issue that is happening in Indonesia, and I think it's not only happening in Indonesia. People will ask, when are you going to get married? Everywhere. So, to the listeners who are currently relating to this problem, I'm going to play the song for you, and hopefully this song will make you feel a tiny bit better.
Radio Republic of Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
theory, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lentikan. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Sambana, Kalakami Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
pedalam untuk transportasi perahu.
So we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan tourist beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes. So in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan tourist village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 Super Priority Destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan tourist village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan tourist village head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan village community.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatelima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan tourist village in Likupang must be on your bucket list, so no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jom, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Tidak punya pacar. Tidak bisa jadi pacar. Tidak punya 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 pacar.
Very tender. And the type of serving, one serving of satay pata contains two skewers. You can add it with curry